You can't live in Seattle without being aware of the worldwide reach of Amazon, its massive success, its influence. But as of last September, Amazon is no longer the largest e-commerce site on the web. A Chinese e-commerce site called Alibaba now holds that title, and it's beginning to build a presence in Seattle. Porter Arisman used to be a vice president at Alibaba. He told me that the first time he met Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos was back in 2006. It was a conference in San Francisco. Alibaba chairman Jack Ma was on stage giving a speech, and there in the back sat Jeff Bezos, hunched over, taking notes.
Before this conference, we were trying to set up a meeting with Jeff Bezos. He was sort of a hero of ours, obviously sort of the father of e-commerce in a lot of ways. And so when Alibaba got started, less than 1% of China was online, but Jeff Bezos was on the cover of Time magazine as Person of the Year. So we always looked up to him. We couldn't get a meeting set up with him, but as I sat in the back of this conference, I realized there was someone taking down notes of everything Jack said. So I looked in and I realized it was Jeff Bezos. So I handed him my business card, and he and Jack met up after it. And for us, it was like, you know, we got our garage band, and we get to meet the Rolling Stones, our idol, for the first time. And it was exciting to think that here's the father of e-commerce learning from us and trying to learn from Alibaba's experience.
Well, that's what you say. Jeff Bezos must have been trying to learn from Alibaba. And as I read that, I thought, he wasn't trying to learn. He was trying to figure out how to copy or beat Alibaba. That's an incredibly competitive guy. And you spent a lot of time with Jack Ma, the head of Alibaba. What kind of guy is he?
Yeah, he's also very competitive, I think in a good way, in a very innovative way. I mean, he started his career as an English teacher. And so working for him, it was almost like you'd expect from an English teacher. On the one hand, he really encouraged us to grow and develop, and he managed to build a team of people who didn't have any real business experience. But of course, at the end of the semester, if he wasn't entirely happy with your performance, you'd hear it too. So he would be tough, but in, I think, an appropriate way. He's someone who I think measures his value in terms of the impact he has on creating jobs and affecting society in China. And I think that's similar to a lot of e-commerce entrepreneurs in the U.S.
Well, also, I get the impression of him being fairly culturally sensitive about different cultures, knowing that if he's going into a worldwide business, he has to know that.
Yeah, he's someone who learned English by befriending foreign visitors when they visited his hometown of Hangzhou when he was a kid. So he would go every day to the West Lake, one of the few places where foreigners were allowed to walk around in China. And so he absorbed the language, but he also absorbed the culture. And then he went on to become an English teacher. So when I was interviewing for different jobs at startups, I was interested in Alibaba because it seemed that Jack was the most internationally minded, even though he'd never lived overseas.
Recently, Alibaba opened an engineering office in downtown Seattle. And there are these rumors that Alibaba could establish its U.S. headquarters here in Seattle. Just a coincidence? Or should we read into Jack Ma's moves into Amazon's home turf a real challenge to Amazon?
I think they look at Seattle as the epicenter of really e-commerce. I mean, this is sort of the where in the Western world, this is where really the hometown of e-commerce is. So I'm sure by setting up an office here, first of all, it's a great place to find employees because there are a lot of Chinese who have, you know, left China, came to work in Seattle, maybe working for Amazon, but want to have some link back to China. So it's a good place to find employees. There are so many great e-commerce companies. It's probably a good place to find companies to invest in. I think Amazon and Alibaba will compete head-to-head at some point, but it'll happen in other countries outside of the U.S. first.
Oh, interesting.
So, for example, I'm consulting to some companies in India and even Nigeria. All of these companies model themselves on Amazon, but they found their business model didn't work in their countries very well. So now they're all modeling their business on the Alibaba model. Because I think what's happened is you have an emerging market model for e-commerce that Alibaba created, and then you have the developed economy business model, which is what Amazon created.
I'm talking to Porter Arisman about his book, Alibaba's World, How a Remarkable Chinese Company is Changing the Face of Global Business. You left the company about 7 years ago. You've compared your job at Alibaba to a chief propagandist. But if I could ask you to try to be objective now,
okay.
You've been away for 7 years.
Right.
You know the world. I'm sure you know a lot about Amazon.
Right.
What would you say are the relative strengths and weaknesses of Amazon and Alibaba?
To me, the big question is sort of what kind of world do you want to live in? Do you want to live in a world where one retailer owns everything and has sort of vacuumed up all the products and built the one store that everyone shops at with tens of thousands of people working? Or do you want to live in a world sort of like Main Street USA used to be, where small shop owners used to be able to get to know their customers, build their own business? So what Alibaba did, I think their strength is they built a platform that empowers the entrepreneur, the small shop owner, so they can communicate in real time with the buyers when they come to the store. They can do all kinds of branding for the products and services, whereas Amazon has managed to really suck up all of the retail in the U.S. and just build one giant retailer.
Okay, there's still a touch of the propagandist there, but we'll take that.
I believe it. That's why I worked there for 8 years.
So, okay, fair enough.
I believe it.
Why did you leave?
I think one of the toughest things to know as an employee in a startup is knowing when to leave. So knowing when to join a startup is a tough decision. Knowing when to leave a startup is just as tough because you put everything into it. But I'd been there about 7.5 years. I'd moved around from city to city. I'd sort of put everything into this, and I wanted a life outside of Alibaba. So I decided that either I'd give 110% or I'd go do something else. So I decided to go do something else. But there's a sense of satisfaction in knowing that I carried the baton for a little while.
Porter Arisman used to be a vice president at Alibaba, the massive Chinese e-commerce company that is challenging Seattle-based Amazon. His new book is called Alibaba's World: How a Remarkable Chinese Company is Changing the Face of Global Business.